Hi there. The word for you today is a self-seeking spirit. In Luke 9, verse 46, we read, "A dispute arose among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest." Jesus heard this, and what did he do? Well, let me read it to you. "And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and said to them," that is the disciples, "Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me," or God. "For he who is least among you will be great." What's at work in this story? A self-seeking spirit. As long as your motive for serving is to make yourself look good, please hear me, you will never enjoy God's approval. And his "well done," when you think about it, is the only thing that counts. The ability to serve behind the scenes and do it with joy comes from the knowledge that ultimately, one day, your service will be recognized and will be rewarded by who? By the only one whose opinion counts, God's. Why did Jesus feature a child that day? For three reasons. Let's look at them. Number one, a child is teachable. When you're done learning, you're done, period. When you can't be told, God will have nothing more to tell you. Proverbs 18, verse 15 says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, and the ears of the wise seek it out." Number two, a child is trusting. When you promise a child something, they believe you. They act on it, and they expect it to be so. Here's a great scripture. Psalm 118, verse 8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." And thirdly, a child is tender-hearted. Peter writes, 1 Peter 3, verse 8, "Finally, all of you be tender-hearted." In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is symbolized as a gentle dove. Here's the picture. Keep your heart tender and always receptive to God's dealings, okay?